This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, Rams at Buccaneers, Monday Night Football to end Week 11. The Bucks Bulletin Edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is a brainchild of Brandon Legal Group. We were having lunch a few years ago talking about different ideas to spread the name of Brandon Legal Group, and Brandon Legal Group representative said, "Well, I know you've started the Fantasy Football Podcast, but does anyone do a fantasy football podcast each week during the season talking only the fantasy matchup and possibilities of the Bucks and that week's opponent?" I said, "Not that I know of," and thus it was born. And we think we're still the only such source for that information. I even isolated it this week from the regular Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, where I previewed every game on Sunday but left the Monday game specifically for this Bucks Bulletin podcast. Brandon Legal Group works with me very well on podcasts, on golf tournaments. I'm going to be seeing them for a little holiday cheer the week after the Thanksgiving holiday to talk about what we can do for each other going forward and what we all hope is a better 2021. They simply want me to convey to you that if you are in need of legal assistance, you can call them anytime for a free consult. And remember, they service the greater Tampa Bay area, and you need not ask what type of law they specialize in. They are a full-service law firm. Pretty simple. 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I thank them so much for their support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 28 Holiday Spectacular at Heritage Isles, December 12th. Remember, anytime you have a golf question or want to get involved with the Todd Wright Tour, it is public. We have a great group. We always have room for more players, but tournaments do sell out well in advance. But to get the jump on future tournaments, you can always email me. Let me know you're a player. Let me know you're interested and ask any questions about Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. My events, needless to say, are much different from any other events out there. And I'll be happy to tell you why if you want that information. Just email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. All right, let's get into Bucks Rams. On the surface, when you look at various names on both sides of the ball and you look at the head coaches, you would think there's a lot of fantasy points out there in a game like this. The projections are not that way. And honestly, it doesn't look that way to me either. I know many of you don't agree necessarily with point projections. You call it misleading, depending on what servers you use, what source you use for your league. I get that. But it does. You would think. You've got Sean McVay, you've got Bruce Arians, you've got Jared Goff, I know, but he's still Jared Goff, right? He's quarterback in the Rams. He's McVay's quarterback. You've got Tom Brady. You have Robert Woods, you have Cooper Kupp, you have Mike Evans, you have Chris Godwin. Rams tight ends often are in play. You have Gronk. You have multiple running backs on either side. It's not a game where, sure, the Seahawks-Arizona game on Thursday night didn't necessarily work out for owners of many of the key players that have been putting up big-time points. Russell Wilson was okay. Kyler Murray was okay. Hopkins didn't score. Kirk didn't score. What else? I think Lockett and Metcalf both scored, so they scored for you. Hyatt had a good game. But this doesn't look like a game like that, that there are a lot of better options out there that are playing on Sunday than are playing on Monday. So that's what I find most fascinating about the fantasy implications of Rams and Bucks. And it does speak a little to the defensive prowess of both sides. You have probably two of the best five players on defense in the NFL on one side of the ball with Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, At this point, we're not sure if Jalen Ramsey shadows anybody in particular. The feeling is probably not, that there isn't one guy that Ramsey needs to cover based on what the Bucks are going to line up with and how the Bucks wide receivers haven't produced at a high, consistent clip, even though the Bucks are winning. Then you take the Buccaneers side, and the Buccaneers have played good defense. But looking just at what the Rams do offensively, what the Bucks do offensively, maybe there's just too many pieces here, and they I was just talking this word with Brett McMurphy the other day on the golf course. They sort of cannibalize each other, because it's like a basketball team that has too many guys who score, and there's only one basketball. There's still only one football out there. I want to actually go in reverse order, and I want to start with the wide receivers, because this is stunning to me. I talk often about one of the best sources of information, in my opinion, on a weekly basis is I almost said Brad Daugherty. It's not Brad Daugherty. It's Roto-World's rankings. I'm sorry, I have all these names in my head right now. Weekly rankings by position. And they're done by a very talented writer, and I believe his last name is Daugherty. Is it Josh Daugherty? I'm sorry. I've said his name for 5 years on my various fantasy podcasts. I just have a mental block right now. The point being is, he's very good at what he does. It's not like it's gospel, but he puts a lot of thought into it, and I look at it every week. There is no wide receiver in this game that is considered a top 20 fantasy wide receiver. It is Josh Daugherty, isn't it? In the Roto World rankings this week. Not top 20. All five of the main wide receivers, Woods, Kupp, dealing with a little bit of a wrist injury, Evans, Godwin, Brown, ranked anywhere from, I think, 23 to 36, something like that. I mean, it's fringe wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3 flex play for all of them. And these are names that, you know, go back to your drafts in late August or early September. These were guys that were being drafted to be starters. Very simple. Set it and forget it starters. Certainly not Antonio Brown, but when Antonio Brown played, he obviously was. He's a unique case. But all five of them are fringe wide receiver 2s at best. Some are more wide receiver 3s or flex plays. And it just sort of tells you how odd this fantasy matchup is when you have names like that, and they've all underperformed this year. One guy that is getting a higher amount of routes run and target share in recent weeks, and he's done this before, is Josh Reynolds on the Rams. I picked him up in one of my leagues this week. I'm not playing him this week, but just the numbers say I want him on my roster, and let's see what happens going forward. I've had him before, and there's not a big ceiling on him, but he's dependable. And there are times where McVay and Goff use him a lot for, say, a stretch of a month or so. He's got good hands. I think he runs dependable routes. I'll just say this about Josh Reynolds. He might be a good bargain in daily fantasy. A lesser price guy in this game who's going to run a lot of routes and could get a target share and at least give you some points for a lower price, which allows you to spend money somewhere else. As of the time of this Bucks Bulletin taping, I didn't have yet the showdown numbers from DraftKings for the Monday night game, so I couldn't compare prices. But none of the wide receivers are strong plays this week. None of them. So let's go to the running backs. So the interesting part is, because the Rams run the ball more this year, but there's really no must-have Rams running back. I have Henderson in one of my leagues. Pro Football Focus still says This guy is one of the best in the NFL, but he doesn't touch the ball enough on a regular basis. We also have reports Cam Akers is about as healthy as he's been now in almost 2 months. So his snap count could go up, and Malcolm Brown is still being used on the goal line and in down and distance situations. So you have three different guys in the mix there, and none of them are really getting enough of a touch count that you can count on their floor. On the Buccaneers side, what do we do with Ronald Jones, right? He's great. He's off the radar. He's in the doghouse. He's back out there. He's busting off 98-yard touchdown runs. As I said on Gil Alexander's VEASAN show earlier today, Ronald Jones is the guy that you don't start him and he puts up 25 points. Then the next week you're like, okay, I'm going to start him and he'll put up five. Ali Marpet is not out of concussion protocol at the time of this taping, although he's been practicing. The extra day may give him a chance to play, which would help against Aaron Donald, because Marpet is the Bucs' best offensive lineman. And so he would go back in at left guard, and Jensen presumably would go back to starting at center, whether Tom Brady likes it or not. Well, if Tom Brady doesn't like it, it's not going to happen. But Ronald Jones is actually ranked higher in the Doherty Roto World rankings than any of the Bucs or Rams wide receivers. So that's very telling to me. And last week also showed the Bucs aren't giving up on Ronald Jones. They feel very good about him, and I think any of you who are Bucs fans know he's come a long way since the failure of year one. Last year we saw it. This year we see more of it. They're actually getting what they drafted as it relates to Ronald Jones. He's not a star player. He's not a set-it-and-forget-it fantasy player. But of all the running backs and wide receivers in this game, he has the highest ranking by position. At this point, I don't know what to make of Fournette. I actually dropped him this week and picked up Taysom Hill, by the way. Quarterback, Tom Brady is a fringe QB1 this week. If you have Tom Brady, you're obviously playing him. But against the Ram defense, against Donald, against Ramsey, especially without Marpet, if the Bucs get off to a bad start in prime time, it could go bad as it relates to you getting the points you expect out of Tom Brady. And it's Monday night when you want to make that surge to win your game. From Jared Goff's standpoint, he doesn't look like a starter this week. He doesn't look like a starter most weeks. The clock is ticking on Jared Goff's future with the Rams based on his huge cap number, but he still can put together some good games. I just don't think he's much of a fantasy play. And if anything, he's a daily play because you're looking to save money and still have some quarterback numbers and a quarterback who's got the potential and got the weapons and has the coaching to get you the points you desire. And yes, I would, if you are still in outdated mandatory tight end leagues and you own Gronk. Gronk was the highest rated tight end last week based on scoring. I'd play him again just because he is touchdown dependent, but the touchdowns come more often than not. Down on the goal line, it's either Evans or it's Gronk if Brady doesn't hand the ball off to Jones or Fournette. From the Rams standpoint, got nothing for you. What you would think would be an attractive fantasy game doesn't really project that way, at least as we look at it before it kicks off. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucs Bulletin Edition for Week 11 between the Bucs and the Rams has been presented by Brandon Legal Group. Remember, when you are in need of legal assistance, call them anytime for a free consult. They are a full-service law firm, 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Remember, for a breakdown of all the Sunday games in Week 11, just find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, the regular edition, and for non-fantasy content on a weekly basis, please find the Todd Wright Toddcast. You can find it on Google, you can find it on Stitcher, and various other outlets, including our wonderful distributor, JoeBucksFan.com. Thank you for listening.